isn't that effectively the situation we've got now in that we've got X amount of seats, which is 22 or 21, and some high percentage of them, 7 or 8, about a third, are elected directly by the staff. Now, there are less than 400 staff, and there are 20,000 subscribers. So
30,000.
Well.
20,000.
Okay, whatever.
So that effectively is already the same situation. You don't have to describe it in terms of giving them multiple votes. They already have a larger proportion of votes.
It's a different way of addressing that issue.
Well, if there's a reason to divide those votes up, then it would make sense to do it that way. But you haven't indicated any way in the election in which we would be using these multiple votes. So I don't see how it applies, why you want to change the way it is now.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to keep going around. Mary?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, look, Carol, I'm sorry, I'm Mary.
Oh, Ashley,
okay.
I think Gary.
Oh, Gary, I'm sorry, Gary.
In terms of the staff, again, the same issue. You know, in reality, the staff, there are two features that that speak against necessarily being more attentive to the mission. Right now, I think people would be, and people are excited, but as you go down the line in future history, people get farther away from the mission. You forget where the roots were, and people who are staff members are paid, and their careers to be thought of, and sometimes people drift from the mission, whereas the listener has nothing to gain but the information that comes to them. So I am uncomfortable with that as well.
Okay, well, I would suggest that the multiple could be a fraction also. It doesn't have to be like more than anybody else. It could be if you feel that they should have less input because they have a vested interest and a conflict of interest, perhaps, then you could even give them a lesser.
Okay, so and then
or the same, they could be no discrimination. Mm-hmm.
And then the other question was: Have you given any consideration to a bicameral type of system, where you'd have, which would help? It's basically the same argument that was present, not being a historian, but the same argument that appears to have been present at the beginning of this country, of smaller states saying, "Hey, we want a share of this. We don't want to be X'd out of this thing," of having. You know, a set of directors elected, and a proportional model, and another one that is linear. In other words, equal. You know, once KPFT being much smaller area than KPFA, still in that seat, gets an equal say.
Mm. You're describing something
like
the
government
of a well-known country.
Yeah.
I would address that by my comment to that point would be that ultimately. We're constrained by the mission statement, by the definition of the purpose of the corporation. We're constrained by that definition. We're not like a nation where anything goes, any policy goes, and it's all up to the democratic process. We don't have that freedom. We're constrained by the definition of the purpose of the corporation. So that acts as a check on. And ultimately, the national board gets to decide whether we're meeting that mission statement or not.
I'm thinking more in terms of buy-in of the other areas buying into a proportional representation. There might be KPFT might have some strong feelings against that. You know?
They might. Okay, let's keep going around. Carol?
Under your model of differently weighted votes for staff and listeners, would everyone be voting on the same candidates? So, for instance, there might be 20 candidates and 5 seats, and each staff person had 5 votes, and each subscriber had 1. But we'd be voting on the same candidates.
Yes.
That's your model. That's different from what we're doing right now, where staff members elect staff members, and listeners elect listeners. Right? I mean, it's possible that, for instance, under your model, Eileen could be running and I could be running and we would all be voting on each other across those divides of listener staff member. Is that correct? Am I understanding your model?
That's great.
Yes. There would be everyone would be voting on the same bank of candidates for the local governing board, and whether or not there is a way